school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Not quite press box or field side down here at Hanover, Kansas. It's beautiful football weather, you may say. 39 degrees, a little bit of rain, and an 8-mile-per-hour wind out of the north. It is definitely football postseason weather down here in Hanover, Kansas. We got the 8-man Division II sub-state championship game for your 92.1 KNCA Game of the Week. It's the Axel Eagles on the road taking on the Hanover Wildcats. Again, we've already had this game earlier on in the season. That was week number 7, in which the Axel Eagles fell at a loss 26-18. It snapped what was a 58-game winning streak for this Axel team, which solidified the longest winning streak in all of 8-man football history. Of course, not the overall winning streak for all classifications in Kansas, but specifically for the 8-man classification. And that was a big game for Hanover. It meant a lot. It was played right back here at Hanover, Kansas. And a big thing about that game was it was just a couple of years ago, back in 2021, in which this Hanover team went 6-4, which their 43-game winning streak was snapped by the Axel Eagles. And then after right that, Axel had won 5 straight against the Hanover Wildcats, including a couple of postseason victories on top of that as well. And Axel, they're the ones who now have claimed that winning streak and beat it with 58 straight games. And of course, still, even though that streak is now gone, they still have a chance to win 5 straight consecutive state titles. And when I talked to Wyatt Detweiler, Eric Detweiler, the head coach of this team, the son Wyatt Detweiler, the quarterback, but Eric Detweiler, when I talked to him earlier on this season, a big thing he mentioned is, well, one streak ends, another can continue. And he made a mention that this is a great group of kids. He's got a great round of athletes. They play together as a very good unit. And after that loss, 26-18 against Hanover, they have won 4 consecutive games here. The Axel Eagles have done. They beat Frankfort 60-14, Beloit St. John 15-0, Royal Vista 46-0, and Frankfort again 60-14. Had coverage their last 2 straight games here for the Axel Eagles. Actually, shout out to Brandon Schmesley. He was on the call with me last week for a little bit. A future career, maybe ESPN work for him. It was pretty awesome having him on that call. But, you know, a big thing that he mentioned there was just how efficient the offense has been this year, and, you know, how well he ran it when he was there, and just how well Wyatt Detweiler has ran this team since he has been in the command. And you look at this quarterback of Wyatt Detweiler, he's a junior. It's his first starting year as the quarterback, but he's got over 2,000 total yards on this season. He's got 42 total touchdowns offensively. He also adds 2 touchdowns on the special team. So, again, he's a great player. He's a terrific player, if you will, and he's going to elevate this team tonight. And talking about that matchup last time when these two teams played, you know, there was a big atmosphere here. There was a lot on the weight of the shoulders of this Axel team. And in a way, what I've talked about with a lot of community members, it feels like some of those boys are just playing football now. They're out there, they're playing excited, they're just going out and playing football, and that's why they've been on the tear that they have been these last 4 weeks. And we'll have upcoming here a segment where we'll talk both segments with head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. We'll kind of talk about this season and what it has been, and then segment 2, we'll talk more thoroughly about the matchup tonight with Hanover. Again, this is the first time Hanover has been the number one ranked team since back in 2020, which they won the state championship going 11-0. Again, they had won at that point consecutive state titles, and they had been a really great team. Actually, they had won consecutively 2016, 17, 18, didn't win one in 2019, but then again won one in 2020. They have won 6 state titles with their current head coach, Matt Hoyer, who is currently in his 21st season, compared to Eric Detweiler in his 13th season. These are 2 really vetted head coaches. These are 2 head coaches who know each other's team. They played against each other in the Twin Valley League for a very long time. They know each other's schematics, the way they play call. And that's going to be a big thing tonight is also play calling. It's been raining up to this point. Now, thankfully, the rain is starting to kind of go away right now, so big appreciation to that. But, again, the field's going to be a little muddy. It's going to be interesting if it's going to be a passing game or a running game between both these teams. But, of course, you know, you look at last matchup, it was pretty fair weather, and it was on the ground Hanover that dominated. Pedro Coers, more specifically, because he rushed for 67 yards, on 14 carries. Has 4 total rushing touchdowns and good tackles. So a big matchup, big key for this matchup is that Coverst is going to be limited on the ground, and Axel is going to have to be able to secure the football and then also progressively move down the field. And that started like this last time against Hanover, where it was a three and out. This time, get out in the early going. Again, we'll have more pregame. We'll have more action all coming up here on 2.1 KMZA. Upcoming, though, we'll sit down and talk to head coach Eric Dettweiler of the Axel Eagles. Again, you're tuned in to our game of the week of 8-man Division II Substate Championship. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the Hanover Wildcats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all